Life gives you two choices when it throws everything at you. You can let it swallow you whole, or you take those lemons. And as the old saying goes, you turn it into sweet, delicious lemonade. And that's exactly what this podcast is all about. Welcome to Lemonade. I'm your host, Elizabeth Anil, and I'll be sharing the incredible stories from inspiring people who've turned the hardest times in their life, their lemons, into lemonade. Because we all want to know how they did it, the lessons they learnt, and what life is like sipping limoncello on the other side. Let's get juicing. Welcome to A Lemon A Day, a mini-series to heal yourself and change your life. I am so excited to bring you this new fortnightly supplement to Lemonade, where every 2 weeks I'll bring you an interview with an incredible practitioner from a life-changing healing modality. I am asked quite a lot about what I've done to heal myself over the years, and it's a question I'm always too happy to answer because I love sharing the different ways I've worked on my emotional, physical, spiritual, and psychological health. So I thought, why not bring the very people who've changed my life to you? None of these interviews are sponsored or gifted in any way. I can assure you of that. So every word of endorsement is because the therapeutic practice has genuinely enriched my life, or I am hanging to try it out very soon. I couldn't think of anyone better to kickstart this series than an interview with the divine Dr. Sarah Jane. She's a network spinal chiropractor, trauma specialist, qualified psychologist, and a yoga and meditation teacher. Sarah Jane practices out of her clinic in Leighton, Cairo, a Melbourne-based practice offering a range of different healing modalities. In this chat, we discuss exactly what Sarah Jane does, why trauma and emotional stress is stored within the body, how gentle chiropractic work helps to process and release trauma, the profound impact her work is having on clients, and how body work complements talk therapy. Just a note, the content provided in A Lemon A Day is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always, always seek the health advice of your GP. Here's Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane, welcome to this new supplement of Lemonade, this healing mini-series. It's such a pleasure to have you here this morning.
Thank you for asking me, Elizabeth. I've been pestering you for a while. Saying, can I please come on your podcast or do something with you? So yes. I'm really excited to be here, actually.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you for fitting me in. Now, I was meant to have a booking with you, but then it's me that keeps playing hardball and keeps postponing it. So that's my problem. But I am so excited for my appointment. I think it's next week. And I just keep seeing all the amazing things you put up of the work you do. So I would love to dive right deep into that, into everything that you do and how you help people heal and move through trauma. But firstly, we want to know a little bit about you. How did you get to where you are today, Sarah Jane?
Well, it's a bit of a long-winded story, but I first started doing psychology. So I have my undergraduate in psychology with a double major in psych and philosophy, because I was always really interested in world religions and how other schools of thought perceived human beings as well. So I loved that, but I decided I didn't actually want to be a psychologist and pursue my studies further with that. I just felt that it was quite a boxed in career choice in the sense of your flexibility to go deeper in other things besides just talk therapy. And talk therapy is really beneficial, but I knew that there was more to it. So I also was a fashion buyer at the time that I was doing my psych degree.
Just on the side.
Just on the side. I loved fashion. I loved creativity. I come from a really creative family. And I just felt restrained again within that field, because it's all about, you know, the bottom line and making sales and not necessarily about changing people's lives on a more meaningful level. So here's my epiphany moment. I went on to Seek, and you know how it says keyword search?
Yep.
I typed in meaningful because that's what I was looking for.
Oh, I love that.
The only job that came up was for a network spinal chiropractor as their practice manager. And I just thought, I don't even know what a chiropractor really is. I thought they were like a physio, or they, you know, they did something to help people with injuries or something. So I applied for it, and she rang me and said, would you like to come in for an interview? I went straight in and got the job. So,
oh my God. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, it was amazing. I'm like, what is network chiropractic, which is a whole nother field of chiropractic in itself. So most of the time when people think of chiro, they think of manual manipulation or cracking, yes, or bones being realigned and things like that. But network chiropractic, which is the form that I do, is a form of energetic field chiropractic, which is still working with the nervous system, so the spine and the brain, which is why it's still a chiropractic technique. But what we're actually doing is we're teaching the body to unwind tension. And that tension can be anything that's stored in the system, from, you know, emotional stress, emotional traumas, chemical stress, whatever it might be. Your body is basically like a fingerprint from everything that you've gone through in your life, and it stores it on some level. So through these gentle light touches, we're accessing your energetic field and your nervous system together, which help teach your body to unwind all of these things and actually let them go. Because the body stores all of this stuff. It remembers everything. So even though you might have done, you know, some talk therapy, or you're seeing a psychologist, or you're, you know, you've been working with a counselor, or you've been doing all these things, which are hugely beneficial, I still incorporate those things into my work. But you might find that you get to a certain point that you're just talking about the same thing over and over again, or you're feeling like you're not actually moving forward. And sometimes that feeling can be where the body work needs to come in and just help release those things. And that's how I found network chiropractic. And so I went back and studied another 5 years.
Oh my God.
The first 4 wasn't enough.
So did you then go, so when you got the job, then she sent you off to training back to uni?
No.
Right?
So I was her practice manager, and then okay, I just fell in love with it that I wanted to become a network chiropractor too. So I went, okay, I'm going back and studying it. I this is what I'm put on earth to do. I just loved it because it changed people's lives from, you know, physical stuff, from pain, like especially psychogenic pain. So things like fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome, just, and even things that, you know, people had gone and got scans for and they couldn't find anything necessarily wrong on a physical point. You know, their bloods are normal, their scans are normal, but they're in pain. This kind of work really helps immensely with that. But it also helps emotional health, which is what my huge focus is. So I tend to focus on PTSD, anxiety, all those kind of things. And then it also is really, really beneficial just for, you know, chemical stresses, so like addictions and things like that. So it's an incredible, incredible technique. And I also like it because it incorporates spiritual components. So it's an alignment for the soul and not just the body. And that's why I loved it. So I went back and studied chiro. And here in Australia, you can only learn the normal chiropractic.
Yep.
So you study that for 5 years. And then on top of that, I studied my network chiropractic as well to learn this technique because it is very different.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to come and see you even more so now. This sounds amazing. This is just so up my alley. So what are some of the reasons, and you have touched on it then, that people are coming to see you? Are they kind of real, you know, a constant theme of why people are presenting themselves to you?
There's a whole range of things at the moment, but some people come because they're looking for more, I guess, a more optimal life, a more spiritual connection to themselves and something bigger than themselves. And with this work, it can connect you to that source, almost similar to meditation and yoga. It really changes the brainwave state and connects you to something that is just, you know, for lack of a better word, more meaningful.
Yeah, I love that word though. What a beautiful word.
More meaningful. And it makes people be more authentically themselves and not who they should be or who they think they should be. So it's a really beautiful art form in that regard. A lot of people are coming because I guess now we're becoming more open to the idea of trauma storing in the body and somatic therapies and letting go of stuff that's stored, and people are really open to that and open to what they've seen in the videos that I share in terms of the movement and the release. The thing that's really good about this style of work as well is that you get something tangible each session. So sometimes with other, you know, energetic frameworks, you might feel a bit sleepy or feel relaxed, but you're not actually feeling something released from the system as such. So when you're moving quite extensively on the table, or you're crying or you're screaming or whatever these sounds might be, it's something that people can't deny. So even skeptics of this kind of work come in and they're like, what is this stuff? Like, where am I? Am I at some kind of strange swingers club or something? Because you hear all these sounds and these movements, and it's definitely something a bit different. And Steph, who you see as well, the physio, yep. She is in the room aside from me some days, and she's like, sometimes I hear some interesting sounds come from there. And she has to tell her clients like the kind of work that I do.
That makes me
That is very good. Amazing releases. But I guess at the moment, more mental health, just because of everything that the world's going through, it can really help with that fight or flight response and just calming down that nervous system. So you feel light, not so heavy, and just calm and
that release in your body. You have mentioned then, and I'm so fascinated on this area, and it's something that I've just been exploring a lot over the last year, is incorporating the body into the mind as well. And you said, you know, talk therapy is amazing, but it can only sometimes go so far. Can you describe, I guess, to people who may have never heard about incorporating the body within healing, why it's so important to be focusing on that as in like a holistic sense, I suppose?
Yeah, well, it's really important because I'm sure, like you and myself, sometimes we rationally understand things. We rationally understand why we shouldn't be doing something, but we do it still anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have these patterns within us that, you know, maybe I shouldn't, you know, text him, or maybe I shouldn't eat that, or I know I should do this, or whatever it might be, or I know I don't need to be anxious about this. This person isn't the same person that I dated previously, or whatever it might be. When the past starts accumulating within the system, your body is trying to protect you. So your brain literally turns off the rational part and sets off this cascade of protection. So it's really important to go to that part and be like, okay, let's give the body safety. Let's turn that hypervigilance down and bring the body some context again. You know, it's like almost having this smoke alarm that goes off constantly instead when there's an actual fire. You know, every time something moves, the alarm goes off. So it brings context back to the situation. We don't want to necessarily tell the body that what it's done is wrong, because it's not. It's done this to protect you and to keep you safe and to help you learn from your mistakes. You know, it's like when you touch a stove, the hope would be that it hurts so you don't touch it again. But what we find with trauma and with especially anything that has had heightened emotional impacts is that you'll start treating everything in the kitchen like the stove.
Yes.
You'll touch the fridge, you'll touch these, and you'll be like, ah, you know.
That is such an amazing analogy. Yes.
Everything becomes this, you know, this stimulus to be fearful of to a degree. And again, not necessarily rationally, but there's something in your body that will start creating this physiological or physical response within you that is not necessarily within your control. So this kind of work really helps cement that safety within the system. It brings strength to it, adaptability, flexibility, and also, I guess, more emotional regulation so that you can, you know, feel more yourself again and not just what has happened to you, and feel like you can actually have space between your responses and you're not simply just reacting. And reacting in such a way that you almost feel like you don't have a choice, like it's a knee-jerk reflex. By releasing these memories, so to speak, from your system, we are bringing you back to almost a sense of connecting you back to your real self without that stuff being piled on top of you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So who is the kind of person that is booking, you know, what kind of physical ailments or symptoms have they had manifest that then they've come to see you with?
Yeah, it could be all different things, from staying in a job that they dislike immensely, but they don't feel like they believe in themselves enough to do something different. Some people are recreating generational patterns just because they're familiar, not because they actually are consciously wanting to create those things. Other people, they will keep going for the same romantic relationships, maybe with someone who's emotionally unavailable, or
my hands up.
Or, you know, narcissistic kind of relationships, or yep, she's up again. You know, all these kind of things. And it's a different person, but it's not each time. It's a similar kind of framework of human being. Or, you know, it might just be that they're having anxiety and they're doing all this other amazing work within the Western realm, but now they're wanting to bring some more Eastern philosophy to it. And it works really well in combination with all of those things as well. Mm. So people who are experiencing, you know, whether it's anxiety, gut problems, because the gut is related so immensely to, you know, our nervous system as well, lack of sleep, headaches, and just tension or overall body pain. But most people are probably coming to see me now more so from, their emotional point of view and just wanting to release the past and be able to be happy and content in the present without worrying about the future too much and not just replaying the repeated thoughts constantly about what has happened in their lives and just being able to, I guess, let go and relinquish some of that that's no longer serving them, basically.
Mm, oh my gosh, sounds amazing. And so if someone listening is thinking of booking in with you, is there something that they should know? You know, how long do you think it would be and how many sessions do you think they need before they'll, I guess, feel the benefits of everything you're saying?
Look, everyone's situation is different, but I always say it only takes one session to notice something. You will notice some kind of change after one session. And that's really important for me to produce those results for people, because I don't want you to commit to this practice for 7 months and then we can decide whether it was worth it or whether it worked. Like, we don't have that kind of framework anymore. So I always try, you know, you definitely should feel lighter. You should definitely feel that something's moved. Some people move directly on the table straight away in terms of the release, which is almost like a shake it off response. If you've seen that in animals before, we as humans do that too. And it's quite an interesting thing because the body is moving and you'll be like, am I moving that? Or is the body moving that? What is doing that? And it's actually the innate intelligence within your system that creates that tension pattern that's moving and unwinding it for you. So it's a really incredible bit of work in that regard. Other people have more internal experiences, so they might cry or they might just feel like so much emotion come up, whether it's anger, frustration, happiness, whatever. It's almost like this emotional roller coaster throughout the session. But I always say give me around 3 to notice a good change, and we like to do them close together initially, just so we can teach your body this new language. But you should notice something straight away, and there's no timeline in terms of when you will notice something hugely different, but I guess life happens in general all the time. So once I found this work, it's just become part of my healing toolkit, I suppose. But we like to see progression in the sense that it's not the same problem that you're dealing with. It might be something else, you know?
I imagine that the biggest indicator would be if a similar situation appears that might have happened before and somehow for some reason you're reacting and responding differently. That would be the ultimate relief.
That's huge. And there will be that, you know, for most of my clients. And at least if not the actions changing initially, there'll at least be an awareness that, hang on, this is that pattern again.
Yeah.
And they'll start to feel the body cues again. And what's really interesting about this work as well is you'll start moving randomly in times of stress from here on out. It teaches the body to release it. So you no longer are adding that storage component to your body. You're actually being taught to unwind it yourself. So yes, I facilitate it for you, but eventually it becomes something that's just within you that just releases as well, so that there are different things that come up in life and it's not the same thing over and over again. And if it does come up again, we do a session and it's way less intense, way less as long, you know, it's quick, it's over, and we just process it. It's an accelerated processing tool, basically. And then we can take you to a new level.
Love that so much. Sarah Jane, what if someone who perhaps doesn't, and I feel like this is an important question to include, perhaps doesn't have the budget or maybe lives in another state and can't access what you're doing, how can they support themselves in this way? You know, or might have a little child at home and can't get out. What can they be doing?
Are you talking about yourself? Well, children are always welcome in the clinic as well. So please don't think that they're not. They're always welcome. We have beautiful staff that helps take care of them downstairs where you can come up and have your session. But in terms of the budget as well, I'm always open to working with people. So please, if it's ever an issue, just contact me. If you're interstate, I can push you onto some network spinal chiropractors who are within your state, but we all do work kind of differently. We've got this basic framework, but we all have a little bit of a different focus and way of going around it, because it's quite an intuitive art form and as well an extension of self in regards to that. But other things that I just suggest to people are breathwork practices. There's breathwork practices specific for network chiro, which is called SRI, somatic respiratory integration. Donald Epstein, who came up with network chiropractic, has quite a few books. There's a book called The 12 Stages of Healing, where he goes through all of these exercises one by one. So that would be a great place to start if you purchase any of his books, but specifically 12 Stages. Otherwise, any other form of breathwork is pretty incredible too. Just make sure you're going with a facilitator who's actually trained properly in the breathwork practice. It is something that needs to be taken care of in that regard. So either something like a Wim Hof practitioner, or the O2 Awakening, or Awaken is their new brand now.
They're great.
They're amazing.
Yes.
They have their O2 Daily or Awaken Daily. That's, I think, free still from their website. So that's a great tool. And I'm still a huge fan of integrating anything like yoga, specifically yin yoga or kundalini yoga, where you're working with energy in the system. And even anything like qigong or tai chi, anything that's calming the system and taking it out of this, you know, overstimulated space to meditative state. So, and meditation's huge. I Joe Dispenza does some really amazing meditations if you need someone to guide you. But yeah, even seek out maybe your local Vedic meditator and learn online how to meditate. And that's a practice that will only benefit your sessions with me, but also benefit you individually if you're not able to access that currently.
And we didn't delve into all the amazing things that you also offer at Enlightened Chiro. There's a whole lot of things that you do there, and you've got amazing practitioners that provide all these services. Can you give us a little bit of a rundown about what your practice clinic offers?
I don't know what you'd call it. It's definitely not your traditional office, that's for sure. Even when you walk in, it looks a little bit like you've stepped into Alice in Wonderland. Everyone's like, who's designed this place?
And I'm like, I love it.
It's an insight to what's inside this head of mine out in the physical form. But we've got lots of different things. So me, myself, I incorporate transpersonal and holistic counselling, so talk therapy with the bodywork, so network spinal and other energetic practices such as like bioenergetics, all those kind of beautiful things. We do some alpha alignment as well. And just changing the brainwave state, some trauma release as well is what I tend to work with, and breathwork practices as well. I'm also a yoga meditation teacher, and so I sometimes incorporate a bit of that. And I've just finished my grad dip in humanistic Buddhism. So I really try to incorporate the Eastern philosophy with the Western when you, in terms of seeing me. We also have the lovely Stephanie, who's a holistic physiotherapist. She does a lot of lymphatic work. She's definitely not your traditional physio. She also does what we call ANF discs, which relate to emotions stored in the system as well. She's incredible. We've got Dr. Vanessa. She's also a chiropractor, but a different one to me. She's an NET chiro, which is a neurological emotional technique, which combines Chinese medicine and kinesiology and chiropractic. But again, no manipulation with Ness. And she does some incredible work. She's got a special at the moment. We've got Ashley Hodgson, who's a kinesiologist and holistic counsellor as well, and energetic worker. She does some incredible kinesiology work. We've got Sasha Stewart, who's a kinesiologist and meditation teacher. We've got Loretta from Nourish Energy. She's huge in the Reiki realm. She teaches amazing classes, and she's just an incredible healer in general and my coach. Then we have Sasha, corporate actress, who does card readings. So on Sundays we do card readings when we're allowed to, when this isn't our reality in this world. We have a life coach, and I hope I'm not forgetting anyone. Letitia's on reception. Ash is sometimes on reception as well.
They're the friendliest people. They're so friendly every time I come in, and I've come in with my son before, and he's had to draw pictures in the corner while I've gone up. So it is the most amazing, beautiful environment. I'm so thankful that I found it. And there's so much on offer for all different people to do and try out. So if you can get down there and try something, definitely do.
Welcome anytime. Please come down. And look, lots of people see a lot of us. So don't be concerned if one's going to affect one treatment. In combination, they all work really well together. That's one of the reasons we have all these practitioners in the space, because we can't do everything and anything ourselves. So, you know, we want people who that's their, you know, their specialty, so we can refer off to each other. And yeah, we have a really beautiful network and everyone is a really good person.
Yeah.
And practices what they preach. You know, no one is not authentic or genuine in their care for you, which is something that's really important. And I think that empathy and compassion for people, as well as some actual results, is what maybe makes our centre a little bit different.
Yeah, definitely. And the word meaningful keeps coming up as you're saying that too. Everything is so well-intentioned and so meaningful. So thank you so much, Sarah Jane, for your time and running us through this. I'm so excited to come next week. I'll pop it on Instagram because this episode will have been live. So I'll follow it up with some videos and things so people can see, what it's all about. But thank you so much again. I know you've got a full on day today, right? Isn't it like 12 hours or something?
I do a lot of hours for an energetic worker. So usually a 40-hour week still.
That's a lot.
But it's a lot. But I love what I do. It's just as energizing for me as it is giving. Yep. But we do group sessions as well now. So that's something that's a little bit different. So we do private and group. So you'll be in the room with other people sometimes. And that just intensifies the energy and you've got more fields to work with. So you get better results quicker.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again and good luck for the rest of your day.
Yay. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you. See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to my first episode of A Lemon A Day. I'll pop Sarah Jane's Instagram handle as well as Enlighten Cairo's Instagram handle and website in the show notes if you'd like to book in with her after listening to this episode, which I highly suggest you do. If you want to find me, you can always do so at Elizabeth Anil. You can also follow Lemonade at Lemonade the Podcast. And if you're enjoying this content, please hit like, subscribe, share it on your social media, leave a positive review, do all the things. It all helps, please. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. I'll be back on Monday with a brand new episode with an incredible guest. Until then, speak soon. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.